The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra tells Banu Israel, or he tells us that he told Banu Israel in their book, لَتُفْسِدَنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْن. There will be two times that you will create corruption, cause problems in the various forms on the earth. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْن وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you're going to reach an elevation in terms of your status and rank on earth in an earthly way. Being raised in status in an earthly way is what Fir'aun did, the one that Banu Israel fled from. The Quran describes Fir'aun to be someone that ala fil ardh wa ja'ala ahliha shi'a. He ascended in an earthly way on earth. An earthly way of ascension, not a divine and heavenly way of ascension, is where you move up the ranks of authority in an earthly way again. There were prophets that had authority. Musa had authority. Dawood had authority. Sulaiman had authority. Various prophets have had authority. They've had governance. In fact, the governance of Sulaiman, no king on earth has had the type of governance that Sulaiman had. Sulaiman, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was knowledgeable of the language of even animals. He spoke to them, he heard them, he controlled them. They were under his rule, not only human beings, jinn, but also animals. Ants spoke to him, he heard them, he spoke back. Birds, there were armies that were under his control and authority. And what he was able to accomplish and on this earth was greater than whatever any other king, as he asked Allah. That's what he asked for, and God said, God gave it to him. Yet that was not moving up the ranks in an earthly way. That was a divine way. A divine way of authority is without corruption. A divine authority, rule over birds, rule over ants, rule over animals, authority over jinn, authority over ints, is to guide them and to help them reach their full potential, not allow those who want to cause corruption and evil and hurt and harm others spiritually, physically, mentally, psychologically. This is a divine way of rule and authority and governance. That's not referred to as ala fil ardh, a Fir'auni way, a corrupt way of acquiring that rank, coming to rule over places in a corrupt way, causing corruption, destroying lands, destroying homes, destroying lives, killing people unjustly. So the Quran in Surah Isra tells us that in their book they were told that they will reach a level of authority on earth that they will cause corruption with. This will happen twice. They were told in their book it will happen twice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, when you do that, we will send our servants, other human beings, as Allama Tabatawi rahmatullah alayh correctly says, Allah here is not praising the people that are involved in this. Rather, he's referring to them as his servants. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to everything in the heavens and the earth. He says, لِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone, people, good or bad, are all جُنُودُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They're all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's troops. They're all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's army. And they're under his command. So these ibad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will bring them and he will overthrow you. He says when you, he tells Banu Israel, the Jews, that twice in their book they were told this, that you will elevate yourself, ascend, move up the ranks of authority and power twice. And when you do, and you cause fasad and corruption, we will send our troops, other people, good or bad, that's not important. We will send people to remove you from that position. And then it says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, the good goes back to you. If you do bad, the bad goes back to you. You cause corruption on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remove you from the blessings, the benefits, the treasures, the resources, the comfort, the security, all those things he gave that you use instead of using it to deal with people, to deal with the resources, to deal with yourselves. According to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, instead of doing that, you created fasad and corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will send people that will remove you. That's the result of your actions in this world. There's results, there's consequences, there are repercussions, retributions, punishments in the hereafter. But here on earth, as a people, as a nation, not this person or that person, every person is on their own in the hereafter. As a nation, God will give you that rank. You will be moving up the ranks. You will have numbers. You will have population. You will have unity. You will have security. You'll have monetary resources. But you will use that to transgress. You want more resources. You will steal. You will use ways and methods that God has forbidden you. You will use them to gain more and more. This is fasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do that, we will send. And then he says, the second time you do this, again, we will send the same people. They will come. This is historic and it's been documented. Of course, those historic documents documenting the removal of the Jews from the Holy Land. And this happened twice by the same rulers. Whatever of that history documented in other books that does not conform with the wording of the Qur'an, we don't believe that that's true. The Qur'an is the most accurate account of that history. It's not a complete account. It doesn't tell us the details. So we have these other references that tell us some of the details of how those things happen. But any part of those details that does not conform with the principles that are mentioned in the Qur'an, they are lies that have been added to history and so on and so forth. Besides the point here is God told Banu Israel in their book that you will accomplish authority, establish authority and reign and power and superiority on earth in an earthly way, and you will use that, you will cause a lot of corruption on earth, and every time you do that, or both these times that you do that, we will send a people that will remove you from that and destroy you.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم الله.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.